KATUW.
Monitoring.
KSF, Sarnie, listening. W8FU.
W8FU, W8NS.
W8NSC from W8FU. What's a shaking? Still down there? No, you're up here. That's right. Never mind. How are things?
Just pulled out of the station. Was finishing up the radio reprogramming on my Kenwood. But I finally got the template back in my state. But 13 of them that I had to have retemplated. So deloaded.
You are quite popcorny. I heard something about you're just leaving the station, something about Kenwoods and needing retemplating. That's about the gist of it.
Yeah, that might be better now. I was going down the street in the bowl. So. No, I had to have 12 of them, 13 of them retemplated because we updated our templates. And of course, when you retemplate them, and when you blow it into the radio, it blows all the keys out of it. So now I have to have all 13 of them rekeyed, but the county will come down and do it until it's done. So. And then we are all ready for encryption.
When you retemplate the Kenwoods, it blows out the keys? That's a problem. Man, that's a real problem for, for you it's not so bad. One agency just handle, you know, a finite number of radios, but, you know, I'm looking at thousands of radios, man. That would be a nightmare trying to pull in Detroit for their keys and the state for their keys and the keys that we can do, and it's already a nightmare. I'm doing it right now for Warren. The week after, I think, 18th anyhow, so I think it's the week after, I got all the parties coming to my shop, so if you want to get on that gravy train, I'm going to have all the parties there.
The good thing is, our county bought two of them. Dispatch has one, and the guy that's doing it out of emergency management has one too, so that's not an issue. But I have a feeling the guy that did my template, I think he checked a bad box because the keys were in the radio in the water truck, and when I put the new template in, it blew them out. And it was working fine with the template that was in there. So I don't know if he checked a box and it blew just to blow it out when you get a new template, which is very possible. Which I don't know if they need to make some type of change to fix that.
I'll ask the RPU. I'll ask them if that's a thing. Maybe it was just an error on their part or something. But that would not be good. So yeah, we got all of our keys, and we've even got a number of keys that are shared by us in Detroit and us in the state. We have state keys as well, but there are certain keys. But I don't think that's going to affect you. These would be for like special operations and stuff. And, you know, if you're specifically looking for Detroit Special Ops, which I don't think you'd be looking for, they got to come up. You know, they're the only ones that hold those keys. And the same thing goes for the state with some of their specific, you know, state special operations units.
Yeah, two of our, you know about our two main bosses that did here rather shortly. That's been a nightmare trying to touch all the radios, all the undercover teams and everything. It's been a project. I've been involved in it.
All right, well, if you're going to need anything special from Detroit or the state, I mean, obviously, I think you should be able to work something out with the state, I would think. But it's a matter of sometimes just coordinating it and having a place, and our place is going to be, we're going to be doing it. So, but if you don't have a need for any of those specialty ones that you can't do, then you got it covered. We can do 99%, but there's, especially on the LEO side, there's just some we can't do, and rightfully so, you know.
Oh, yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. So, my next project is working on getting that ATS-7500 to get the multi-key so it can do the all the keys and get that re-squared away. We're going to put that at the second radio station. So we have two radios to the radio. Take it off scan and monitor two different topics at the same time. Go from there, but I got to get it flashed up to, it needs a new flash basically. So I got to work on that. That's my next part of the project. Did I lose you there?
Hold on a sec, I gotta make a phone call. Dove, you gotta... Okay, I have returned.
Okay, I was saying, I got that one APX-7500, the 800 VHF one that I gotta get somehow reflashed for all the algorithms. It doesn't have the firmware. It's only got the ADP, but not the multi-key and all the rest of them. So that's the next part of my project is getting that taken care of. So we're going to put that radio in the radio office as a second unit so you can monitor a different talker and not take the scan away from the one that comes to the office.
That's such a scam. Motorola could make it so much easier if they just eliminate multi-key. What's the point? If you're getting encryption, you want multi-key. Just, you know, just add a small fee to the, you know, to the price of each of the encryption algorithms or something, and just include multi-key, for God's sakes. It causes so much trouble because these salesmen trying to sharpen their pencil and get a couple of dollars saved, oh, I'll leave out multi-key, and then they screw you over. Ed is particularly bad at that. He's kept us over so many times because he leaves multi-key out. We have told him repeatedly, every encrypted radio has to have multi-key and the full suite. It's just, don't even, there's, you know, there's just, from now on, when you say encryption, it's, there's no longer a smorgasbord or a checkbox. It's just, you just, I want encryption. That means all three logarithms and multi-key. I don't know why the hell they do that. And it's all virtual. You know, it's like, it's them just trying to fleece everything. You know what is in fact multi-key? It's a flag in the radio. There's no hardware. It's just a little software flag. So just come on. That drives me up the wall.
Oh, yeah, and try to do it on that 7500 because it's end of life. Now I'm trying to figure out how to get what I need. That's where the problem is. So that's what I'm going to start digging on now. I got a quote back from Motorola. It's about $1,100, but probably just going to sell it to you. But we got to do this. It is what it is.
700 just for multi-key?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, oh, that's ridiculous.
That's an ATX, or is it a, that's an ATX, right?
Yep, 7,500.
All right, I got an order in for a whole bunch of multi-key, and I think I might have one surplus. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I may have one surplus, and I got it significantly less than that. It was just there, you know, there I counted up the number, but one of them ended up getting done another way, so now I think I'm going to have one extra. I can check on that when I get into the shop. If you shoot me a reminder or something, email or something like that, if you're interested.
Oh, definitely interested. I'll shoot you a text tomorrow as a reminder. So, yeah, because it's significantly less than that. Yeah, definitely. So, all right, well, I'm pulling back in the driveway here. I got to go in and start getting this top 5 days. Good to talk. Got to get together and, catch you later. W8NFP.
All right, Nick. Yeah, I multi-key might be model specific. In fact, I'm kind of thinking it is, but if it's not, and I got a surplus one, we can work something out and save you some money. If not, you know, we'll see. But all right, anyhow, talk to you later. W8FU. W8FU.
You sound like you have a lot of energy for somebody who lost an hour of sleep last night.
Did we? Yeah, we did. A little road trip, a little adventure. I think I'm going to stop and get myself a cold brew here at A Square.
Had to kill the other side there for a second on these dual receive radios. Yeah, I heard you earlier talking, and you know, sound like you're heading by the office there, and it's like, yeah, he's got some energy if he's going by the office today. So yeah, I didn't want to interrupt your conversation, but now that I saw it, say good afternoon, and it's like what, 50 degrees out already?
According to my deal, it's the 5th where I'm at, and I am not going to the office. I am going in the completely opposite direction, Ann Arbor, with an hour and 31 to go.
Well, you picked a fine day to do it, that's for sure, whether it's work or personal or whatever. It's really none of my business. I just thought with what I heard earlier, you were talking about radio stuff and so on and so forth. But anyway, what do I know? I'm about as smart as 488 sometimes. But anyway, I just thought I'd say good afternoon, and yeah, I kind of cheated yesterday. I didn't do much. I kind of slept through the day, so when it came time to...
All right, well, I think my note is flaking out a little bit because you were breaking up there, so...
Went to Starbucks first thing this morning, had a coffee, and just relaxed. Actually read a magazine, and...
I just got off the freeway here. Where am I? You're driving all the way out there. Although the arrow says stadium, apparently I'll get to the stadium.
W8RCY.
So I don't know what road this is I just got off on, but man, they've had to stop here at the light for a long time.
I think we doubled because I had to switch this dual receive radio. I just shut the other side off because it was noisy, and then I think we just keyed up on each other.
I don't know. What I do know is...
the I-94 East ramp, then merge onto I-94 East.
Why would I do that? All right, anyhow, I got to keep an eye peeled for where I'm going. I'm looking for the Starbucks. I'm going to get myself a... road. I will be back in here in a couple of minutes. W8FU.
All right, well, copy that. Focus on your driving, get your coffee, head west, even though I hear it saying go east. But, all right, I'm already confused, and I'm just listening to your GPS there in the background. So I'll let you concentrate, and we'll be around listening throughout the day. W8RCY, take care.
Yeah, what's really confusing me is why my GPS is telling me to get on 94 towards Detroit, and that's bothersome. All right, anyhow, I'm trying to deal with this. Well, Ann Arbor, what do you expect? Nothing but a bunch of goofballs out here anyhow.
M14 is closed between I-75 and Sheldon Road today.
W8FSM, KBSWR. W8FSM, KBSWR.
Sean, did you hear my comment?
Yeah, I'm nowhere near there. I'm down on 94. I'm just trying to do some craziness down here. I don't know what the hell's going on. So I'll be back in a few. I do appreciate it, though, but I'm not going anywhere near, though, there. Oh, okay. Maybe it's here.
Yeah, sorry. Working on Mayville. Just grabbed the handheld and said wanted me to see if I could get in. So, sorry, guys. Keep it up here.
That's okay, Hall. You do what you gotta do.
I figured you'd see things my way.
Do I have a choice?
Nope. You know, I'm working on Peter stuff.
All right, will you play with your Peter? Off the highway here to get myself a cold brew.
Why do you keep breaking up? Keep it up, Samir.
Okay, I'm mostly back.
Still there?
Oh, shit. I was on VHF. All right, here's me on UHF. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You sound a little low, but, Sean sounded okay before.
I'm on the laptop, that's why. I'm yelling at you, and I'm over on the VHF port. I'm like, damn it, that's probably why you're not answering me. All right, this one's working. Let me switch over to 700.
Am I melodious? Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo! Oh, did you get a battery alarm, Fred? Sean, I think we lost Fred.
All right, Jeff, are you trying the Mayville?
Can anybody hear me now?
Well, I heard you on analog on ham, but what about try over on Mayville GMRS?
Didn't know I was supposed to go to GMRS. I thought we were talking here.
Oh, I must not have keyed up. I said, yeah, switch over to GMRS for me. Let me try that one.
Give it
Is there Kinex out there if you need a radio check?
Right.
Roger?
Do you get a battery alarm, Fred?
Oi.
Peace and quiet.
Yeah, it's not, we're not immune from it here, but most people are like, you know, why would I go through all the trouble of getting my license and buying equipment just to be stupid? So most of the time it stays pretty clean up here. But, you know, that cancer, it tends to, you know, it starts in other bands and starts to creep its way up. You never know where it's going to land.
Well, I'm up in the early morning hours, and if I've got a radio on, I occasionally do hear a TMRS or key up on this band, and I look at the radio, and I'm locked in on this band. I mean, I have the dual band. Like right now, the other side is completely locked out, and I'm looking at it, and I go, did I just hear somebody do a GMRS call on this band? And sure enough, it's one of the newbies. So they buy all these Baofengs, and they put GMRS in them, and they keep forgetting that the hams are already in it, and they do stupid key-ups.
Well, people are going to make mistakes, especially noobs. So usually once or twice figure it out. Then you join the I got my battle scar, old crew. Anywho, where am I at? Now, I have no idea where I'm at. I don't know if I'm, it says stadium, so I guess I'm Ann Arbor-ish. Yeah, okay, it looks like I'm just coming up, we're 14, and so I'm west, just west of Ann Arbor. Looks like we're 14 and 94 come together.
I know Stadium Boulevard will take you right to the stadium and a couple of old nightclubs back in the 80s. And that's about my memories of Stadium Boulevard. So, all right, well, I'll let you focus. I'll let you concentrate in peace and quiet. And we'll let Fred have his fun over on the other side. Again, drive safe, W8RCY.
You still in here, Phil? AB8TR from W8FU. Man, did that coffee cost me? My ETA was 252. I stopped to get that coffee and now it's 307. If I'd have known that, I would have foregone the coffee. That's what I get for stopping in Ann Arbor.
KD4ZYQ. You still out there, Sean?
Yes. Yes, I am. What's shaking?
Just ate my lunch and was watching the Michigan State basketball game. Boy, State is beating the heck out of Michigan. But is it just me, or is there a hum on the repeater today? I'm on the 2.5, I think. I mean, 2.6.
I have no idea. I am on a personal node, and I am the other side of Ann Arbor, so I have no idea what you're listening to. Sounds like you're on the 2.6. Somebody on the 2.6 would have to answer that question. Although, I was on the 2.6 as recently as an hour or two ago, and I noticed nothing unusual.
Because so that, you're enjoying your drive at least with, at least it's 51 here and sunny, it seems like. So you got a reasonable temperature with a good sunshine, I would think, over there, too.
Yeah, sunny blue sky, some poofy clouds here and there, but very, very light. Temperature says 54 already, and I got to go to Kalamazoo, so great day to do it. I was going to take tomorrow off and do it tomorrow, but then all the stars aligned and everything, and I'm going to get it knocked out today. So, yeah, it's only a little over 2 hours, not that big a deal.
Well, you picked a good day, you know, weather-wise, sunshine. I got an aunt, when you mentioned Kalamazoo, I got an aunt over there that's still living at home with her daughter, not far away. 98 years old. Talk about longevity.
She must have had a good physical therapist. But, yeah, there you go. My grandparents on my father's side were like that. And my father was, even though he went at 80, which I consider young for his side of the family, his was probably military related. So he had that, he worked in shipyards and he was a machinist mate in the mold of asbestos-filled destroyers, World War II. So, and he had, guess what? Mesothelioma. So not a surprise. And he was the poster child for that whole thing. So he got up to 80. He was quite pleased with that. He was torpedoed in the Sunda Straits in 1943. And while he was in the water and people were getting picked off by sharks and stuff and burning and all that stuff, there's a 17-year-old, he signed up early, year-old kid. He asked God to let him make it to 30. So just let me make it to 30. So he told me on his deathbed when he was 80 dying, and he goes, I got 50 years I didn't count on.
KU4CYQ, ain't that true? Well, my aunt, I just told you about 98. She turned that 98 last November. Her mother, my aunt, my grandma, obviously, she lived to be 82, and that was rough years back then when they were young. My grandmother, I mean, they had to work hard for a living and didn't have all the amenities we got now, you know, even with robots that could vacuum your floor up, you know, stuff like that. But anyhow, yeah, longevity. If you're lucky to have the right genes and you don't turn on any of those genes that are bad and you stay away from things that could shorten your life, that definitely helps. Not to knock or judge anybody that smokes cigarettes, but my whole family did, but I didn't. So maybe that's why I'm still around. There's only one brother left. You never know. Back to you.
Yep, you never know. All right, Joe, I know the guys are working on the repeaters. They were over on the GMRS side. They may want to come back in here for some stuff, so I'm not going to tie it up too terribly long. But good hearing you. You sound good out here, and I'm going to just continue along my way. I will be chiming back in here from time to time. And but right now I'm going to get to my cold brew and check my EPA and all that good stuff. W8FU after yours.
Sean, well, if they're checking any of them out, they need me to chime in because my system, as you know, doesn't have the outside antenna for any distortion or wind or whatever. You know, it's pretty stationary and pretty much usually the same most all the time. So if they want to get a base station that's not interrupted by travel or whatever, they're welcome to holler. If I'm listening, I'll get out there for a benchmark or something and use somebody. But anyhow, 7-3, safe travels home. Have a great day. KU4ZYQ, going to be clear.
Sean, W8FU. K8DB.
Hot 8 Boogie Boogie from W8 Fancy Underpants. Yo yo.
Wherefore art thou?
That's a real exit 147 Race Road on I-94, about 76 miles, 1 hour and 9 minutes from my destination.
Just checking. I was wondering if you were on your way back yet, but I guess looking at the time, that would be an aggressive trip.
Yeah, it's right when I jumped in the car, it said it was 2 hours, 20 minutes. And then and I was on schedule to get there just a little before 3, and then I stopped and got a cold brew in Ann Arbor, and that took me back. Now I'm getting there just after 3. So I lost about 10, 15 minutes just stopping for that cold brew. I don't mind losing 5, but that seemed excessive. But anyhow, guy seems pretty cool. I checked him out. We are like-minded individuals. He's a retired vet. Seems pretty cool. We had quite a bit of conversation back and forth. I asked him, you know, what his reason, you know, because there's some people don't like the calf sound. You know, they have a distinct thing, and or was it something else? And he said, "Oh, I love the calf sound." He says, just upgraded to the reference ones. Oh, okay.
Well, good. Yeah, if that's not an endorsement of the house sound, I don't know what one is. So, all right. Well, I won't keep you. I just thought I'd poke at you and see where you were. So, drive safe. Excited for you. Give me a jingle when you think you're getting home or whatever. I don't know. Get them unpacked. Hook them up. Listen to them. Before I let you go, I was going to ask. Does the Weim, the WIIM streamer thing, does that have balanced output XLR, or is that just single-ended RCA output from that to the Hagel if you were doing an analog?
I do not recall seeing XLR on it. I obviously haven't had a lot of time to putz with it. But I thought it was RCA out if you're going audio. So unbalanced.
Okie dokie. All right. Yeah, you probably only need that if you're using the phono stage in that to the Hagel, because of course if you're going to stream, then you'll use a digital thing for the DAC. So okay. All right. Well, I won't. I'll let you go. My client thing this afternoon is not happening, so I got a little flexibility, but we're going to go find some lunch. But I'm excited for you. Be safe. W8FU K8BB.
That's kind of funny how these two things kind of all fell into place, you know, right place, right time, because they certainly didn't do bad. I can decide either one that wasn't for me, and I will do no worse for wear, so I consider myself, you know, we'll see when I get out here. Guy sounds great. I have no reason to believe. They're like 3 months old. They're flawed, and he liked them so much he upgraded to the reference series, so I feel quite fortunate that things fell into place like they did, and all right, well, we'll talk more.
Yeah, well, you're doing very well. You're doing super well. So, all right, we'll catch you in a bit. I'll run upstairs. K8BB.
AB8PR from W8FU.
W8FM Mobile Grambling.
Is that the big nothing? Grand blank?
Tell me.
Although it's not that kind of blank, it's more the blank, so wouldn't that be big white? The big white one?
Yeah,
Yes, it's Grand Blanc, you know, we're in Grand Blanc.
Well, did you get what you needed to get, John?
Yeah, because we put a wise box in it, Mayville, and Jeff changed out a switch, and we did some cabling changes. So, because we went, there was the Raspberry Pi running ham voice still there for the ham UHF and the CMRS. They were on the same Pi, and it was running old ham voice code. So I'm like, yeah, we need to put a wise box in there, so Jeff did that.
Yeah, I got to get a wise box done up on ASL3 and replace the main 2.6 with that. I logged into it last night to putz with it, and it was still running ASL2. So I got to get that one upgraded. I got to get a Weiss box in for the 675 Macomb, and I got to get an RSS box in at Bruce. Anywhere I got the Quantars, I run an RSX Weiss box, so I can run the RSS, which is quite handy. But I was, you might, oh yeah, check your, in Slack, check your PM for me. I, for some reason, I'm brain farting on the IP addresses for Bruce and Mount Clemens. I know I could dig around and find them. I looked quickly, and I couldn't. And I think I got everything, although I probably should know the PDUs as well. But anyhow, take a look at the PM when you get a chance.
You didn't PM me at all.
I'll double check, but I could have sworn I did. And even at fretted you.
You don't do an at fret on a PM. You sure you can put it in a channel somewhere, maybe, and not a threat?
Is it a Slack?
Yeah, but if you go to my our direct back and forth, because the last message I had with MU is a couple days ago.
Hold on, let me see what I see here without getting pulled over for distracted driving. What's that? Last thing is you saying, well, what the hell?
Yeah, like I said, the last time we, our PM was on February 14th. I said, you said thank you, and I said, well, I was like, I don't have anything from you.
I even at-fretted you after you didn't respond back. So where in the hell did I send that?
Oh, this is nice. I got a guy on a hog swerving left, right around the center line behind me.
All right, well, I have no idea, but I'm positive. I sent you a detailed list of all the stuff I had and the ones that I still needed. And then I, it was late last night, and then I sent, and when I didn't get you, I heard you out there, I saw you, so I sent an at Fred. And, I mean, it even found you. As soon as I put the at, you pop right up, and I clicked you. I'm going to have to go home and see what in the hell, because I don't see it on my phone, and you're obviously not seeing it, so what the hell? It was just, I was just inquiring about the IPs for, I just want to, you know, basically what I need is, I want all the IPs for the stuff I'm at all the sites. I think I've got everything at Richmond, three pieces, although I could probably use the PDU information. I don't know. I got mixed emotions on that. You don't want to be bugged. There's only two pieces at, no, only one piece at Warren right now. Warren 2, that is. And I got that. And I pretty much got everything. I think the only thing I can't find right offhand is the 675 ham VoIP and the Bruce FBI machine. But I'll check that when I get home.
Okay, yeah, because usually for teachers, it's like, you know, we can use that MIT, you know, we have to test for them, but we're trying to do them better.
Oh, you were noisy that time.
I'm coming up to 69. Let me see if I can switch over. What am I on? I'm on Holly. Let me switch to... I'm going to be driving towards Lapeers. Let me go to Holly. Sir, let me go.
Yeah, it'll probably work. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, we got that weird hole. You know, we need to... You would think Holly would fill the hole pretty good, but, you got that weird hole, hard to fill in there.
Well, here's Flint 600. How's this one?
Sound real good there.
Yeah, I should have probably switched to Flint. Pulled out of driveway, I should have switched it to 600. So the problem is I'm driving away from Flint, so as I get noisy onto Flint, I'll have to switch. I'll then switch back over to Mayville.
You say 600, you mean Warren?
No, Flint, 4.6, 4.4.4.600.
Ah, okay, roger. Gotcha. Anyhow, that one you're sounding really good on. So where in the hell am I at? Well, I'm still 50 minutes out. Michigan Avenue. Chris, Michigan Avenue exit on 94 to Chicago occurs quite often.
Well,
yeah.
We should put our
remote here. I'm on the 4.6. And I'm coming up to M15, so. Yeah, so while I was helping home, my dad called, says, don't freak out just because you see my icon going towards the hospital. My finger's blown up, and I'm... So, they're right where they did the surgery 2 weeks ago, so mom's taking him to ER right now. They probably got the infection spiked again, and bad, or they didn't get enough of the bone, infected bone out. So I was helping home, my dad called. And then I got started getting a high temp alarm on high CPU temps. Then I got a room temp alarm. I'm like, oh great, it's like 60 to 50, 60 degrees out or whatever it is. I bet you the air conditioner in the server room's not working right.
Yeah, well, Pops is in the car with you now. I'll tell him take care of that. And hello, we're gonna have to get together and do tacos again. It's been a while.
So we should put a remote receiver in Flint for Mayville, Fred.
No, Mom was picking him up. He was just saying, because I suppose I have a screen up that usually shows cars moving, you know, where all of our APRS trackers are. And he's like, yeah, your mom's taking me up to the hospital. Don't worry about it.
Go ahead, Jeff.
He said, Fred, we should put a remote receiver for Mayville in Flint.
I just need to remember that I keep forgetting 4.6 is there, so I should have just flipped. When I got in the truck, I should have flipped over to that, to Holly.
It'd be real easy to do there to get RTCM in Mayville, so.
I was actually thinking of Lapeer, Jeff, for Mayville, because I can hear it full scale. It'd be nice to, well, we'll see when I get there. Like, from my office on the east side of Lapeer, I'm into it just fine, but when I get in downtown Lapeer or driving through Lapeer, I guess Jeff Sean said I was noisy the last time. So I'm thinking if we put one actually in in Lapeer, it'd be better.
Just have to find a spot. We don't know any hams in Lapeer, do we?
Oh, it wouldn't matter. The backhaul to Lapeer is down right now from Burnside, so, yeah.
Hello, ma'am. Wish you'd reminded me. I would have went out there.
Well, you kind of had a what you wanted to do today list going, so I wasn't, you know.
Well, you're halfway there.
Hey, Fred, I need to, and I've mentioned this before, I just haven't got on it, but I really got to get on that RTCM for the MTR for you know, the RSTC group. I've been sitting on that entirely too long, so I know you've done it a bunch of times, so I need to not reinvent the wheel and get your notes and all that stuff and all that good stuff. I think Paul's got them all kind of like ready to go and online or something so they can be logged into remotely, but I got to do the physical interfacing and all that good stuff, so we got to get together on that so I can knock that out shortly here.
Yeah, it's, I got a box of stuff to go to McCown Plumbing in Sterling Heights that's ready to go install too, so it's just not enough damn time of the day. Doesn't help if you buy golf, we keep buying companies.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about that Heliax, or that, I should say, Radiax. Well, the Axe actually, Paul, and then those Astrotex. You know, they're not hurting anything where they're at, so we'll get those. And I got to get all that equipment for Richmond that Paul's got. But I've been meaning to talk to everybody. Set us all. We need to sit all down, break some bread, and talk about what the best use of that would be, because I'm thinking of best use of that multi-coupler combiner and window filter. I think I might have a much better use for it, but I'd want to talk to everybody, and we'd have to agree.
All right, I'm in Lapeer now. Here's me on Mayville, 1-2-3-4-5.
You sound fine. Sean's louder than you are, though.
Well, that's not a server issue. That's a RTCM alignment issue. Uh-oh, looks like Paul's all showered and clean. And, yeah, Sean, we all need to sit down and have something. Catch up. I mean, we haven't done lunch in a while, plus sit down and brainstorm our plan for the year.
I think that changes my route. I think I just go to James Township.
Yeah, because if Ben's going to pick Paul up right now, then yeah, they're probably want to head to James and do that. Because they don't really need you at the other site.
You know, if you're going to be in Lapeer, you could run out there to Burnside.
I don't have keys to Burnside, so no, I can't.
You don't take your keys with you?
I have my work keys with me, and that's about it.
Alrighty. Canada stuff here.
W8FSF, 69 eastbound. W8FU, 94 westbound. Although I'm not far from 69 eastbound as well.
Are you that far north?
No, this is the part, this is where 69 drops down and cuts across 94.
I thought
68, 96 or 68, where? I'm confused. I didn't say 69 went south. I thought it, once it hit Port Huron, that was it. Oh, no, 69 runs all the way to Lansing, and then it hooks and goes down, you know, just shy of Kalamazoo. Runs through, I don't know if it goes through Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, and there's plans for it all the way down to Corpus Christi. I know there are parts of it you can see when I used to run out to Texas. You can see future 69 on, because there is no highway from Texarkana down to Houston. You either got to go way further west to Dallas and then come back on 35, I think it is, or you got to take two-lane highways and all sorts of crazy stuff. Or you got to drop all the way down like New Orleans or Baton Rouge or something like that and take 10 across. So there's no real way, like if you were taking, if you were running out to Texarkana, you know, then make a beeline for, and 69 is going to be that, it's going to be that that road that'll get you down there. But it's going to run all the way down into southern, you know, into Houston and beyond.
You're over on the, I know, okay, I thought you were home. I didn't realize you were over, way over on the other side of Lansing.
I'm just about, let's see here, I don't know, I'm not far from the 69-94 interchange, and about I'm about 40 miles out of Kalamazoo.
Yeah, you're by Marshall. You're by one of my offices, so I know where you're at. I thought you were home, John. I didn't realize you were mobile.
Roger, roger. Yeah. The beauteous, the wonderful all-star.
You know. That's why you're louder than normal, because you're on your simplex mode.
You called it downtown Marshall, this exit.
Yep, get off there, hang a left, go through downtown, go through the, they have an awesome roundabout with a fountain and a park in the middle of it. I love that. I was there 2 Wednesdays ago. Dad was with me. Dad went with me there, 2 Wednesdays ago now?
Yep, this ain't a bad ride. It's about 2 hours, it's at 2 hours and 18 minutes from Portal to, well, to where I'm going. The guy is in Kalamazoo proper, so that's not bad, you know. Anywhere that's an hour and a half is no big deal. 2 hours is just a little past that. So, seems farther than it is. It's weird, too, because, you know, Grand Rapids takes me a little bit longer, so. But Kalamazoo, a couple hours I'm there.
Yeah, if I'm coming from home, I just get on 69 and go west, but when I pick Dad up, which I've done twice now, I take 23 down to 94, just cut across 94 like that to get to Marshall's or Battle Creek there. Got offices in Battle Creek, too, and Hastings, so. Yeah, I've done the 90, I did it, just picked them up, 2 Wednesdays ago I picked Dad up and we went and did that.
Roger. All right, I'm coming up on 69 here. 69 Lansing, Fort Wayne. I'm going to see if there's a, I'm going to check my phone, see if there's a stop I can shake the weasel at. I'll be back. Well, there's cold water, that'll help me. W8FD, I'll be back.
All right, I'm in downtown Lapeer, so.
ABATR from W8FU. W8FU. K8BB from W8FU.
Well, did you get him?
Oh, did I? Couldn't pass it up. Anyhow, I mean, all the box, the original packing, you know, the receipt, they were purchased just 3 months ago, so unfilled out warranty cards, so I can pay in for the warranty and all that stuff, so as new. Nice guy. And threw in some high-end inner speaker cables, some of them ones that I'd be unwilling to splurge on, which was a real nice little bonus, and the stands, and wants me to turn right. I'm a little freaked out by that. Why would it want me to turn right? Okay, well, I'm going to trust it.
Where'd you have to go for him? I was kind of not really paying attention when you were talking earlier.
Hey, Zoo.
James Township, disconnected.
Hell, you made good time then.
Yeah, when I left the house, while I was sitting in the driveway, it said 2 hours, 18 minutes. And when I hit punched home in the GPS sitting in his driveway, it said 2 hours and 17 minutes. So there you go.
Fine business. This is N8NM at 402.
W8FU, Mobile, Kalamazoo. I gotta say, I think I'm very fortunate. This is for a couple of three reasons. And you know, now the only thing you could say that, you know, these kind of things warrant demoing normally, but given the circumstances, I can't lose.
And anymore, is there that much variation off the plant floor, unit to unit? Probably not. Everything's so tight nowadays compared to what it used to be. So if you know what you're
Mode
getting, it powers
one,
on,
zero,
there's really
zero,
not a whole lot of need to go further unless you want to.
Did I drop out?
Yeah, I think maybe for a minute.
All right. No, I was just saying, I think, this has been something I've been just kind of like half thinking about, and it all just kind of like rocketed from
in a quarter mile,
half
right
full tilt very quickly. And I just think that given the circumstances, I'm pretty fortunate.
Nothing wrong with that.
I also, you know, it occurred to me, I was thinking long and hard about how is it, you know, I happen to fall into, these particular deals. And that's because I leave myself flexible to any number of deals, right? There could have been two or three other ways it could have shook out had something else, you know, appeared at the right time. So, you know, I gave myself some options, but pretty happy. All right, anyhow, enough on all that. I just got on the freeway. I'm going to check the map and the computer and all that stuff and see what my situation looks like here. But looks like I'll be home at 6:15. Groove.
Nothing quite like grooving on a Sunday afternoon, after all. All right, I'll let you get to driving. kind of reading some crap here. Calculator, NA10M, crap reading.
Dolby, wait up. Man, why are there eat more chicken signs on both sides of the highway, but yet there isn't an eat more chicken place? Well, they're closed on Sundays anyhow, aren't they?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it don't matter, they ain't open today anyhow.
Yeah, I forgot about that. No, but there was just at our Calhoun County, Battle Creek, and both sides of the road, eat more chicken, billboards, both targeting the eastbound traffic. No sign of a Chick-fil-A at the next exit. I don't know, maybe the next one, I don't know. Or maybe they're just trying to plant the seed in your head, I don't know.
Yeah, let me look it up here, and we'll see. Come on, where's my homepage? There we are.
What in the hell is going on a Sunday afternoon? We're down to 50 miles an hour in the hammer lane on 94. And the slow lane is actually overtaking us. Well, I got Lee's famous recipe chicken.
Okay, there's one in Battle Creek, one in Jackson. Maybe that's what they're trying to get you.
All right, they're just trying to get you all prepped. Because I'm just coming in the Battle Creek now, and Jackson, of course, is along the way, too. Oh, I just passed the sign that said what's at this next exit. Might have been here. But what I'm not there anyhow, because it's Sunday.
Yeah, I remember coming back from somewhere down south once, and we ran into the signs, and Pam likes Chick-fil-A. It's all right. The pickles are good, but anyway, she really likes it, so she's getting all excited, and we're, like, counting the mile markers and stuff like that, and then we get there, and it's Sunday.
Jesus says no chicken for you on Sunday, damn it. You can eat it every other day but Sunday.
That's right. Eat more chicken, except on Sunday.
God's will to have you eat at the Colonel on Sunday.
I stopped at the barbecue place in Ortonville and got me some turkey. So I'm having turkey. I can't have chicken. Now Jesus says no chicken on turkey. Or no turkey and wait. Hold on, Fred. Think. No chicken on Sunday.
Be a good name for an emo band.
Well, I'm having steak, so.
Sorry, I'm back in the driveway. Holy crap, it's nice out. WFSM.
N-A-N-M.
W-8, Fox United. Oh, man, exit 100, Beetle Lake Road, the Moonraker Restaurant, down the dome.
KFA DOT monitoring. Oh, you're out and about. WFSM.
My God, why is there so much traffic in the boondocks on 94 heading east, and it's like... I mean, it's moving, but a lot of traffic. People coming home from Chicago or something?
No, welcome to 94. It's normal. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Try it again, Eric. You doubled there with Sean.
I was just wondering how everybody's doing. KF8BOT.
Well, I had to run to the Lapeer office, and now I stopped in Ortonville and got some turkey and some coleslaw, and just coming back into my driveway. Sean had to go all the way to Kalamazoo, and he's coming back across now. So he's dealing with 94.
Yeah, I've had that weird temperature where it's 56. It's just warm enough to where I don't really want the window down or the air conditioning on. And
probably about 20 minutes west of
Lake Swamp Buck going on. So is that TMI?
I went to a little restaurant out there called Country Ranch. Oh, my gosh, I'll be back there. They have some amazing food just for a little hole-in-the-wall restaurant.
Country Ranch, what, in Morris?
Yeah, M-O-R-R-I-C-E. It's just a little itty-bitty town. Like I said, it probably was 20 minutes west of Flint on 69.
Yeah, I know where it is. Been there before. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess they have on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, they have seafood boils. So, yeah, I'm going to be back for that. KF8BOT.
Oh, I had to switch repeaters. 4:30 is the Flint dropped off for the net coming up. Of course, I bet you Sean probably got disconnected, too, because the FBI drops from the UHF hub.
Do the clocks on the repeaters, because I've never really been inside one to look at them, do they reset for daylight savings time, or is that something you have to do manually?
So our clocks and our repeaters are all off the servers, so they're all GPS and NTP things. So this morning at 2 a.m., they all went to 3 a.m.
I'm really hoping that one of these days they do away with that and join the rest of the world. I know one or two states have already done it. We wonder how they handle that, but yeah, it's kind of old now.
Yeah, I was watching the server and everything switched this morning. I'm like, oh, I lost an hour. Oh, no. But no, everything, at least our repeaters and such that we have up and build, that's all. There's GPS for the time and NTP for the servers, so. The clocks all set themselves. No one knows this clock not set, so.
Very nice. Yeah, I'm on my way up to Grand Blanc to my travel trailer and going to put a new battery disconnect on it to make life a little bit easier.
Aw. Nope, I ran to Lapeer, then I went to Ortonville to grab, went down, came back across, down 15 to KB there and got to some turkey, and then now I just got home here. Back north on M15 to Perry to come over to the house. Fun time.
Yeah, but at least the weather is perfect. Even if you're stuck on traffic in on 94. Over.
Yeah. So I had to go to Kalamazoo for something. I need to come back. He was down there. And so one down to you and then back. That's a fun drive. Alright, I'm going to carry my stuff in and go have some of this turkey that I can smell sitting here. KF8BOT-WA7. Have a great day, KF8BOT-73.
Neil, Hotel Bravo, speaking. Check in on the set. Please call KBW.
This is KW5AN, Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra. Over.
Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra. I hear you loud and clear. Over.
This is KW5AS. I have you weak readable. Over.
Roger. Out.
November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform.
November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. Got you in there. Good to hear you this afternoon.
Amber, thank you for being in control. I'll be monitoring.
Sorry, very good. This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call KDRHB.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, good afternoon, Ron. I've got you in. Thanks for checking in. This is KDRHB. Out. Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call. Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you're listening on the UHF and VHF link repeaters, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network, you may also check in on this net. Please call.
KE4, this is Kilo Echo. Got a lot of noise over here.
On White Robin, KBNS, KYU-C8, it is negative. Just an in and out, so.
This is KC, no exercise, so. From that event,
standing by from W.
Find out what's going on. So I'll be coming this week, so maybe you get out and do some antenna work.
Yeah, said YQ, Nick. Control, I'm receiving you.
Just a minute, over.
Relay.
Go ahead, relay.
Yeah, CMAP, this is Whiskey Bravo Lee Tango Kilo Lima. Name is Jay, located in Ypsilanti. Yeah,
do local time, 11 o'clock versus 10 o'clock Eastern. For the max, that theoretically propagation should have been halfway decent, but it was hard to tell since that was the only station on the net. I'd say though by this time next week we'd have a few more. data points, and tonight we find out about MITM. So that's about all we have here, back to WBATQZ.
Very good, Mike. Thanks for checking in this afternoon. Good to hear you. Next on the list, Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Go ahead with your comments.
Yeah, net control, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec, coming through on the Mount Clements. Kilo Charlie 8, Uniform Mike Papa, repeater. And FYI, if it's needed for communication with the net and with the emergency, this particular repeater seems to be timing out at least four times during the net. At least four times the TOT has knocked it off the frequency there, off the air. Just an FYI for net control, KE4ZYQ.
All right,
Kilo
Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Thank you for the information on that. The folks listening, so take note of that. All right. Next on the list, Whiskey Delta 8, Uniform Sierra Alpha. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, good note, Brett. Good late afternoon to you, and good late afternoon to the net. I have a room for you, Whiskey Charlie Oscar Papa Cliff. Last check-in that you had, I wanted to check in, but you missed him. I think he was doubling. So that's Chris Whiskey and Charlie Oscar Papa. So you might want to have a few lists. Well, nice seeing you and CDSWR and everybody else at the Interop conference and Max. And, what an interesting conference. Again, it points out one of the biggest impediments to emergency services at work are other humans. And boy, the North Carolina with Hurricane Helene was a prime example. It was just amazing what all went on there. We can't fathom it unless you've been there. So a lot of good, interesting seminars. The vendors were fantastic. WinPack is the latest up-and-coming thing, and I have that downloaded from my Mars work, and just fantastic. So the Interop conference was a fantastic event. Well, let's see, coming up on the 15th of this month is Red Cross Stations on the Air. I guess I've been informed that Red Cross Stations, Red Cross buildings that have amateur stations are going to be on the air. And again, that's March 15th. I'll make the...
Hey, Brett and everybody on the air.
Error 202.
Zero punch start 8, Delta Delta turn.
KCYVF, give it us the error. KBSWR. Testing 1, 2. 46 and 75. Couldn't bring it up from here before. Sounds like it's working better. Keep it up, sir. Keep it up, sir, James. Don't you? James Township. Sounded pretty good. Kilo Vista there.
VHF hub disconnected.
KEHMCH.
AC YVF testing James Township, Saginaw. Thank you.